With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tough talk from President Trump as violent demonstrations break out across Iran, threatening the stability of the authoritarian regime.
As economic protests spread across parts of Iran, President Trump writes on his Truth Social platform that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S., quote, will come to their rescue, end quote. Trump writes, we are locked and loaded and ready to go. At least seven people have been killed in violence surrounding the demonstrations.
Correspondent Donna Warder says a high-ranking Iranian official warns that U.S. intervention would lead to, quote, chaos in the entire region and the destruction of U.S. interests. Swiss investigators ruling out arson or some kind of attack in the deadly fire that swept a crowded night spot in the Alps early on New Year's Day. Correspondent John Leister says 40 people were killed, more than 100 others injured.
Survivors of a fire that tore through a Swiss nightclub are beginning what for many could be a long and very difficult battle for recovery. The injured from the New Year inferno in the Swiss resort town of Crans, Montana, were so numerous, about 115 in all, that the regional hospital quickly hit full capacity. So some have been evacuated here, to this hospital in Lausanne with its specialist burns unit. Others have been flown to neighboring France and to Italy and to Germany.
Last night, a vigil was held for the victims. Vowing to govern as a Democrat socialist, Zohran Mamdani has been sworn in as New York City's 112th mayor, lauded by Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a public swearing-in ceremony at City Hall. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 191 points higher. This is SRN News. Are you making New Year's resolutions?
According to a YouGov poll, only about one-third of Americans are resolving to make some change in their life or achieve something specific in 2026. And amongst those people, 15% say they have resolved to spend more time in prayer. Another 15% say they also want to spend more time enhancing their family relationships. The poll reveals Republican voters are more likely to be resolving to pray in the new year than are Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. President Trump and the Republican-led Congress cut Medicaid reimbursement for America's largest abortion business and some other abortion providers in July, sparking multiple lawsuits. In two cases, a federal judge issued preliminary orders siding with Planned Parenthood and a coalition of mostly Democratic states. This is SRN News. Was a mixed bag of weather as the new year dawned.
Rain poured down on the iconic Rose Parade for the first time in 20 years. Marching bands, floats, and throngs of spectators were soaked by 1 to 2 inches of New Year's Day rain in Pasadena, California. Flood warnings and evacuation orders in Southern California joined snow squalls and frigid temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest to mark the first day of 2026. Temperatures at New York City's New Year's Eve ball drop were the coldest in 100 years. Conditions varied from snow showers to heavier squalls from Wisconsin through northern Illinois and Michigan and into northern New Jersey, southeastern New York, and New England. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A woman has been killed in a suspected mountain lion attack while hiking in northern Colorado. Two mountain lions found in the area were dispatched by wildlife officials. More details at SRNNews.com.